Hello and welcome to Talking Rugby Union's National League podcast, where we'll be looking through the main talking points across National League 1 and National League 2, North and South. On this edition of the podcast, we'll be reviewing the opening five rounds of the new season in the company of the old Albanian coach James Shanahan, Sale FC's new recruit Johnny Edwards and Chinnan director of rugby Matt Williams, and we'll be getting their views on the imposed wage caps below the championships which are set to be enforced for the 2018-2019 season. But first, we'll start in National 1, where Hartbury College has taken the division by storm. Having missed out on promotion last season after finishing runners-up behind Richmond, College have responded magnificently to take maximum points to lead the way by 7 clear points at this early stage of the season. Below them are Kevin Max's Birmingham Moseyside side, who were relegated from the Championship last season. They have begun with 4 wins, but defeat against a strong Hampton side last weekend ended their unbeaten start to the campaign. There was also all change at Plymouth Albion over the summer, but the upheaval hasn't affected them one bit, it seems, as Dan Park's new side sit third after 3 straight wins. Away from the top 3 and the top 4 in National 1, we focus on National 2 North and National 2 South champions Macclesfield and Cambridge, who are slowly getting to grips with the Level 3 rugby once again after promotion last term. But it's the old Albania who have adapted to life in National 1 the better. The OAs were promoted via the playoff in May and have started the season with 3 wins from the first 5 games, and coach James Shanahan says his side are keen to establish themselves in this division.
We obviously got relegated, and you know, a lot of it in the end was down to the points deduction from, you know, an unregistered player, so that was kind of our fault. But I always felt that we're a National 1 club, but still have to work hard when you get there. And you know, National 2 is a difficult league, and I'm glad we got out of it this year, because there's, you know, there's a few more teams in there now. You know, OAs are recruited well, and Chinna are recruited well. There's still Red Roof, you've still got more Taunton, you've still got Stortford, so you know, if we'd stayed in that league, it would have been, you know, really competitive. So you know, I'm glad we've got out of it, and you know, we're in National 1, and you know, ideally this is where we want to stay. And I think, you know, with our facilities and stuff, you know, we should be a solid National 1 team without ever pushing the top end to get promoted, because we don't have the finances, but should hopefully not be near that bottom end and find relegation again.
What is your ambition this year? You mentioned you wanted to sustain your position in National 1. Is that a top half finish, or is it just anywhere other than the bottom 3?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you know, like, I mean, it's a bit like we did last year. Last year we just kind of, because also the year before, when they struggled, we got relegated, we had a big meeting. The boys just kind of said they didn't want to set any goals or any expectation. It was more based to go out and try and stick to the game plan, enjoy ourselves, and if it means then we win the game and we keep winning games, and do so. And I think that's similar to this year. It's just basically like, this is the way we're going to play. If we play to our opponent, to winning that game. If we lose it, then you know, that's it. And you know, hopefully we can, by doing that, we're still enjoying ourselves, we're playing a decent level of rugby, we're playing well, playing for each other. And I think if we do that for 30 games, I believe we'll have enough to, you know, stay in the league. And top half would be great. That would be outstanding for us. That would be brilliant. But at the moment, far too early, and we just haven't set ourselves goals. We're just kind of, I know it's a very old cliche, but just taking literally every game as it comes.
So from National 1, we go to National 2 North, but the surprise package of the season has been Sale FC. Last term, they were fighting off relegation right up until the final day of the season, where they were able to stay in the division following their promotion from National 3 North. But now Sale FC have new ambitions, and they've started this season in fine form. 4 wins from the first 5 games sees the Manchester-based club in third place, and new recruit Johnny Edwards is actually not surprised by the way this side have started.
No, it's been a really good start to the season. I think the credit's got to go to the coaches. The preparation was excellent. We had a really good pre-season. We spent a lot of time with our strength and conditioning coach, Andrew Gibson. He's contributed a lot to our fitness, and I think if you've seen some of our results, we've really put teams to the sword in the last sort of 20 minutes, half an hour of games. And on top of that, we've added a couple of really good experienced players with a lot of National League pedigree. The credit to Jonathan Keep and Tony Howcroft for bringing those guys in, the likes of Gaz Rawlins and Chris Johnson. That National League experience has really made a big difference for us.
Above the impressive Sale FC sit Sedgley Park and Caldy. Both sides won 4 of their first 5 games, with Sedgley Park leading the way by a point at this early stage of the season. Below those teams sit the usual suspects of Leicester Lions and Stourbridge, who both began the season in decent form. At the wrong end of the table sit Harrogate, who are rock bottom of National 2 North as things stand, and they're the only side in the division without a win so far from the first five games. New boys Hinckley, Scunthorpe and Sheffield Tigers are finding their feet at the moment in this division, and they will look to push on and avoid a drop this term. From the north to the south we go, and Taunton Titans are grabbing the headlines in National 2 South at the moment. The Somerset side have won their first five games in the new season and have picked up maximum points along the way, and they'll be hoping that a crack at National 1 is on the cards this term. Below Taunton, currently sit Chinner, who have had a rollercoaster the last 12 months. The Black and Whites were fighting relegation for large periods last term, but seven wins from the last nine games saw Matt Williams' side avoid the drop and maintain their National 2 South status. Now, the South Oxford side have begun the season with five straight wins, and Williams feels his side are more equipped to have a much more successful season this time around.
It's been a great start. Five out of five from where we were at last year is a brilliant start. We've built a very strong squad this year. Obviously, we're an aspirational team. We don't hide that. But the big thing for us is not getting carried away, is looking at each game as it comes. So we're very much focused on the next Saturday rather than what's in front of that.
And just to rewind a bit to the last season, I mean, it was a difficult campaign for the side, but they turned it round in the last couple of months. Matt, how important is that momentum from last season, and have you carried that into this season?
Hugely. I made quite a few changes around Christmas of last year. It was well documented that we had an outrageous injury list pre-Christmas. At one point, I had 28 guys unavailable through various forms of injury. So we made a bit of change, got a settled team together post-Christmas. That team went on a great winning run, and obviously my role was to make sure that I could retain as many of that team as possible as the basis and nucleus for a successful team this year. So I only lost two members of that, and then I added a little bit of class on top of it.
So it's been a fantastic start for Taunton and Chinner, and it's also been the perfect beginning for the old Alfemans, who have won their first five games of the season after two 8th-place finishes in the last two seasons. Elsewhere in the division, Redruth and Bishop Stortford are once again towards the right end of the table after decent starts to the campaign, while new boys coming down from National 1, Henley Hawks and Cinderford, are just taking a bit of time to adjust to life back in National 2 South. Newly promoted London Irish Wild Geese, Exmouth and Barnstaple are all having contrasting fortune so far. The Wild Geese won two of their first five games, while Barnstaple only managed to pick up their first ever win at this level last weekend, while Exmouth sit bottom of the table without a win to their name. Away from the field, one of the main stories that have affected National 1 and National 2 over the last month are the controversial RFU plans to impose wage caps on clubs below the Championship from the 2018-19 season. The RFU have concluded that expenditure levels within the community game are unsustainable. The proposals include limiting gross player payments to £150,000 per club in National 1 and £100,000 in National 2. Wage caps are an unenforceable law, but any club failing to meet the guidelines which the RFU are proposing will lose funding in relation to travel and will be disqualified from applying for RFU loans or grants for ground maintenance and facility projects in the future. And James Hanahan has had his say on the proposals made by the RFU.
Well, if they do it, we'll still be £70,000 short of the wage cap, so it won't make a big difference to us.
But in terms of the teams that you're competing against, you think, you know...
Yeah, but I do understand that, you know, it's difficult because you've got, the countries of the world and stuff with big ambitions and budgets, but, you know, realistically, if they've only got £150,000 budget and they did get promoted, then they're way behind the Championship clubs already.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I can understand why, but if someone wants to put money into rugby, wants to put money into a club, as long as it's financially secure, then, you know, I don't see the problem.
But Chinner's DOR, Matt Williams, had a different take on the proposals.
I think if the RFU believe that the wage caps they're looking to bring in will aid the development of a game, I think they're very, very ill-informed. I'm not 100% sure what's driving their thought process on this, but all it's doing is nullifying any club with aspiration. The RFU need to look at the Championship now I know everyone talks about the level of funding that goes into the Championship, and that's right, because it is ill-balanced to the Prem.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
If you look at the Championship now, the majority of the clubs there have come from aspiration through the leagues. They're not clubs that have been inherited at that level. So if you don't have aspiration from clubs in the UK, then quite frankly, you're nullifying any progression of the game even at that level.
So that was just a view of a couple of the coaches in National 1 and National 2 on that matter, which I'm sure will get a bit more reaction as the season goes on. Well, that's it from our first National League Talking Rugby Union podcast of the season. Join us in November, where we'll give you a roundup of all the action from this month.